I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. 5 years before Lizzie Borden and her axe became famous, 9 members of the Woolfolk family were killed with an axe at their home near Macon. It was Georgia's first mass murder. Richard Woolfolk, his wife Maddie, their 6 children and a visiting relative were all slaughtered as they slept. Suspicion immediately fell on Tom Woolfolk, Richard's 27-year-old son from a previous marriage. Tom was the only family member not killed. He claimed a gang broke in and murdered his family. He had heard the killings and managed to escape. Police found no evidence of forced entry. Tom's body bore bloodstains. He seemed agitated and nervous. His bloodstained shirt was found down a well. As an angry crowd gathered, the sheriff jailed Tom to save him from a lynching. The murders shocked Georgia and made front page headlines across the nation. After 2 trials and 2 appeals, Tom Woolfolk was convicted and hanged in 1890. Many questions remain about Georgia's first mass murder and exactly what happened on that bloody morning, August 6, 1887, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by support from Georgia Power and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org. Georgia Power, serving our state for more than 140 years.